In Jamaica, shops, schools and businesses reopen as life slowly returns to normal after 3 days of protests. Developing countries say they want more cash and less talk from the industrialized nations. And why international cricket teams may no longer play in Guyana.
And if the safety can't be guaranteed, then there's a likelihood games won't take place in those places.
Well, it's very unfortunate, and I'm agreeing with any team that makes that kind of decision.
I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Shops, schools and roads reopen in the Jamaican capital, Kingston, today, a sign that life was returning to normal after 3 days of violent street demonstrations. Air Canada has announced that it will resume flights to the island, and while other carriers such as British Airways cancelled flights over the last few days, Air Jamaica continued its operations. The street protests come, some of which turned violent, followed a government decision to increase the price of petrol. A special committee has been set up to review the gasoline hike and report its findings by Sunday. Earlier, I spoke to Jamaican journalist Earl Moxham and began by asking him if he thought the committee had been given sufficient time.
From what I've been hearing from several persons who are close to the situation and those who have been leading the opposition charge, so to speak, they seem to be satisfied that given the circumstances, the